One of the New Forest's most eye-catching buildings, boasting unrivaled views of the national park, is set to be auctioned off for at least £1.6 million. The 220-foot Peterson's Tower, known locally as Sway Tower, went under the hammer on Wednesday for online offers for 3 weeks until the 22nd of May. The sale is the latest effort by owners Paul and Julie Atlas to dispose of the Grade II listed structure in Barrows Lane, which has been on the market for about 3 years. Opening bids of at least £1.6 million have been set, less than half the £3.5 million asked last year, when a global list of London-based multimillionaires and billionaires was targeted in an effort to persuade someone to snap it up. The Gothic-style building contains four bedrooms and bathrooms, an indoor swimming pool and a tennis court. Anyone forgetting their phone on the top floor, however, will have 330 steps to climb from ground level to get it. The particulars said the tower itself is an impressive circa 220-foot high structure that dominates the local landscape, being formed of concrete and having a spiral staircase leading to the upper floors. It is reputedly the world's tallest unreinforced concrete structure and was built in the late 19th century by renowned High Court judge and spiritualist Andrew Thomas Peterson. There is income potential from about £29,500 a year rent for telecoms equipment, plus about £22,000 from solar panels, and according to the property description, scope for quirky bed and breakfast lettings. Enterprises to have come and gone at the 14-storey property include a B&B and a restaurant. Mr. Atlas, a businessman and entrepreneur, once even considered raffling the tower by selling £10 tickets, but ultimately abandoned that idea. The structure was constructed by Judge Peterson to prove the value of concrete as a building material. He went for an Indian style inspired by his time in the legal service on the subcontinent. It is thought to have taken a team of 40 workers over 5 years to complete the main tower, which sits next to a smaller version off Flexford Lane. The tower is 5.5 metres square with concrete walls narrowing from 60 centimetres thick at the base to 35 centimetres at the top.